Well, here's a headline we've been seeing an awful lot of lately. Woman gets interrupted by man. But there's more to it than that. Here with me now to go beyond that headline is WNYC's Shumita Basu. Good morning, Shumita.
Hey, Carrie.
So let's start with something that happened at the World Science Festival a few weeks ago. A moment that sort of went viral with a single woman scientist on an otherwise all-male panel.
Yes, the panel was called Pondering the Imponderables, which I'm calling it now will be the name of my future public radio show. Great name. So Dr. Veronica Hubany from UC Davis was the only woman on the panel, which isn't uncommon. But when the male moderator finally asked her a question, he kept speaking over her and explaining her work to her, and finally an audience member couldn't take it anymore. Just listen.
What's so striking about CFT duality is that there's enough information. Oh, I'm sorry. I always get heckled.
So you hear that? The woman said, let her speak, please. And there were laughs,
yes.
Some applause, life went on. But the headlines I saw were mostly guy mansplains a woman scientist's work to her.
Well, isn't that what happened?
I mean, it is. But I called up Hubany, and she says in that moment she felt a bit surprised, but she didn't feel like a victim of sexism. And she thinks it's important to distinguish passive sexism, like not realizing you're silencing someone, from active sexism, which is intentional.
I think it's very dangerous, you know, if somebody says, oh my gosh, this was so horrible, so sexist, and it exemplifies all the wrongs that are happening to women. I think that's like crying wolf. Because I didn't feel a victim, the same situation can be perceived in vastly, vastly different ways by different people.
Dr. Hubany also told me the moderator later apologized to her, but she does think that that audience member did the right thing.
So she thinks if she'd been the one to speak up as one panelist to another, it would have been less impactful somehow?
Well, yeah, she says that's what would normally happen. But seeing someone else in the room acknowledge that she was being silenced was powerful. And as I was talking to Hubany, I got to thinking about a lady boss in my life that would know a thing or two about this. She's literally my boss and yours too, Carrie.
Indeed.
It's Laura Walker, CEO and president of New York Public Radio, and she's spoken about being a woman in male-dominated spaces. So I went upstairs and I asked her if she's ever been personally interrupted or silenced by men in the room, and she told me it happened really recently on a panel she was on. A man kept co-opting questions that were directed at her and speaking over her, and eventually she spoke up.
I finally once said to him, you know, please let me finish. And that kind of stopped. I got two comments after that panel from people saying, you handled that really well, and it's hard to be a woman in that kind of situation.
So did Laura think it was any less impactful to be the one standing up for herself?
I don't think so, no. She says that the comments she got afterwards sort of confirmed that. You know, clearly other people noticed the dynamic and appreciated the way that she handled it. But I asked Laura, where's your threshold for what's worth speaking out about? And do you feel like this interrupting of women is happening more frequently?
As I've grown older and gotten more confident, I both let some things go and I pick my battles. I don't know whether it's happening less or more. My hypothesis would be that it is the time now to talk about it, and it is, people are more aware of those dynamics and are going to speak out.
And I think what Dr. Hubany and Laura Walker have in common is they both agree it's not just about the woman in the spotlight at that moment. The people in the room have a lot of power to call attention to passive or active acts of sexism. So think about that the next time you witness an interrupter.
All right. Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie.